المرسلين، تسلم المرسلين وحمد على المرسلين. Beloved, respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Last week, I mentioned a narration. Actually, this is the Salat of Salam book that our beloved Ustaz, Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Mawlana Islam Aksab, Qaddasallahu Sirruhu, wrote. Yani, he added a 60 from Hadith with the 40 that were already in Fadail al-Durus Sharif. And I mentioned how he passed away in Medina Munawwara in Sijdah, the 28th Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, I was right there. Our room with my students of Medina Tulum, and him in his son's room was right beside us on the 7th floor in Qasr Zahra. All these hotels are down now. You don't see these hotels anymore. This is 1996, it was, I think. Rahmullah. So in his book, I don't know if he wrote it himself or the narration here, Qatib Hazrat Tamim Dari said, Riwayat Ki Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Maki Joshak's in Chaq Kalimat Qaddas Martaba. This one here. خطیب بغدادی نے روایت کیا کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا جو شخص جس وقت مؤذن کو اذان کہتے ہوئے سنے اگر یہ کہے مرحبا بالقائلین عدل مرحبا بالصلاة واہلا تو اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے لیے 20,000 نیکیاں لکھ دیتے ہیں، اس کے 20,000 گناہوں کو مٹا دیتے ہیں اور اس کے 20,000 درجات بلند کر دیتے ہیں. سو خطیب بغدادی نے روایت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ when a person hears the مؤذن calling out اذان he says مرحبا بالقائلین عدل مرحبا بالصلاة واہلا. In last week I said 70, it's not 70, I made a mistake. 20,000 rewards are written, 20,000 sins are forgiven, 20,000 of his status are raised. Jami Hadith the Suyuti, it says the number, page 313. Now it's in the book. Now I don't know if Hazrat himself wrote that himself, or was it the people who compiled it? But because I put it on, and then I said that, because there's a mistake, because sometimes I listen to my khutbas again, and I said, I think I said 70,000. Number one is because this hadith we're still investigating, is it not on the level of mawzu'at? Mawzu'at means fabricated hadith. So it's best not to act upon this until further clarification. If it's fadail, no matter if it's weak hadith, you can act upon fadail. But if it gets under categorized as mawzu', fabricated, then you shouldn't even, well, you shouldn't even narrate it. You can only narrate, you know, once I pulled out a mawzu'at at my uncle's house, Hazrat Maulana Hashim Sahib, no, Damat Barakatullah, prolong his shadow with afia. I just wanted to see a mawzu'at. So I pulled up and he said, Uqooluhunna fi furujihinna. Uqooluhunna fi furujihinna. Their akal is in there. He understood that. Right? And I freaked out. Really? That was a hadith in the mawzu'at. I just remember that, subhanAllah. When I was at my uncle's house, Mawlana Hashim Sahib, when I was a student, and I used to go there every day because he had a lot of shafqat on me, beloved uncle. So when I pulled out the mawzu'at, these books, muhaddithin have written books like this, thick volumes. It's called mawzu'at, fabricated hadiths. People, you know, say this, and the attribution of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوع مقعده من النار او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغوا عني ولو ايه رسول الله said البخاري الشريف حديث preach from me to tabligh from me even if it's one ayah meaning one verse one masla one something one hadith you learn from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم preach it but then he said من كذب علي متعمد a person who purposely fabricates a lie towards me then he has made his abad in jahannam there free ticket to jahannam. That's what it means. So purposely, now that if I narrate this further, so I don't want nobody to narrate this and nobody to even act upon it as a hadith yet until, you know, because other ulamas and friends, because what I do is then I discuss it with the other friends of ulamas. So that's what, even what I said was wrong. I said 70,000, it's 40,000. And I said Tamim Dari is Khatib Baghdadi, right? So there's a correction from last week. So this thing that. But the other du'as, alhamdulillah, there you can act upon Allah. And like I said, remember that. One day I pulled out this Imam Bukhari's book, Adab al-Mufrad. And there's a video of it too, with my head cut off, because I don't take face usually videos, and I try not to. So it's my head cut off, and I took out Adab al-Mufrad, and I opened up every page of Adab al-Mufrad of Imam Bukhari here, rahmullah alayh, and it's takhrij of Imam Albani, rahmullah alayh. And I went like this, and this is, I said, look, this is Imam Bukhari's, Muhammad ibn Ismail. This is Imam Bukhari's. No alim in the world will tell you, no muhaddith in the world will tell you, this is somebody else besides the compiler of Jami' al-Sahih al-Bukhari. Imam Muhammad ibn Ismail ibn Ibrahim al-Bazda Bukhari al-Jafi. So I went like this and I opened up and I go, look, read the hadith here. So you see, and I said, there. This is his adab al-mufrad. Then I said, Daif, Hasan, Daif, 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 Sahih. I'm doing it again too. Right? This is whose book? Imam Bukhari's book. Okay? It's got more Daif hadith than Fadail Amal for sure. Sheikh Nasiruddin Albani has labeled them. Understand? Sheikh Nasiruddin. Sahih, 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 Hasan, Sahih. Okay, there's no Daif on that page. And I'm just pulling out any page, eh? Huh. Daif. You can come, anybody could come and see. Like, I'm not taking advantage of your ignorance. Everybody could read Dad, Ain, Yafa, Daif, Daif, Sahih, Hasan, Sahih, Hasan, Sahih. So the one page didn't have any Daif, but the two other two pages did. I'm just pulling out any page. Sahih, Daif, Sahih, Daif, Daif, Hasan, Sahih. So I was mentioning that this is the Bukhari, Imam Bukhari's book, Adab al-Mufrad. And Imam Bukhari is Imam Bukhari. Asahu al-Kutub ba'da kitabillahi sahih al-Bukhari. This is his Adab al-Mufrad, and muhaddithin around the world teach this, and this is a lovely book. Everybody benefits from it. And every single page I just about open, look, I open another page. Sahih, 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 sahih. Sahih, Daif. Look, read it, Daif. I'm not taking advantage of any page. Anybody could open up any page and you'll get a Daif hadith probably. More than even Fadail A'mal will happen. So what is it? What did Imam Bukhari teach us? We have compiled them. They are to act upon. They are beneficial for the Ummah. Take out your foolishness. We Salaf know more than you. Khalaf, the ones who come after us. Understand? It doesn't make... Yes, if it's mawdu'at, if it's labeled as fabricated, don't narrate it. And you can narrate it with the intention of informing people that this is on the people's tongue, or say you heard this, and now that, say you spread it to somebody, then you can say, no, Sheikh Zakaria corrected it, and he said this is mawdu'at, don't narrate it, khalas. Understand? So just for more knowledge, this is, you know, ilmi majlis too, we get knowledge. Well, today, inshallah, so alhamdulillah, the month of Rajab is coming to the end, 20th of Rajab, and we mentioned al-aqidah, al-mi'raju haqqun. And I said one great of strong opinion was that Mi'raj took place on the 27th of the Rajab in this holy month of Rajab. And I said Rajab is from Ashhuri Haram, right? And man sama thalathat ayyam min shahri haram al-khamis wal-jum'a wal-sabt kutiba lahu dam. And I even said if that hadith, even if that's classified as da'if, like I said, but it's still a hadith where you can act upon to an extent. Like I said, da'if hadith are to act upon, and you're allowed to. You can even tell people the hadith, you can even narrate it, and you can even encourage people to act upon it. But there's two things in it. If the law is very strong, then it's better that you just tell somebody that you can act upon it, but don't really narrate too much, or don't think that this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the da'if is very strong, and if it's got like Hasan, it becomes Hasan li ghayrihi because of so many people narrating the hadith, then that's a different thing altogether. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to make our life according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People have more and more knowledge today. They get more and more knowledge for what? Debate for malumats, not to act upon. When you get any knowledge, try to act upon it. And like I said, how our Salaf used to be that at least once in your lifetime, if you know sunnah, how can we meet Rasulullah without acting upon the sunnah? Huh? This is true. A person, and ilm is for that. Otherwise, what do we read in Jummah? بِئْسَ مَثُلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. What's the ayat? I read in on Thursday nights, and many times in Jummah Salah too, it's Sunnah to read in Surah Jummah. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ, what's before that? بِئْسَ مَثُلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ مَثُلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُوا أَسْفَارًا. Allah protect us from being ulama, or those people like them, like Tawrat on their head, but not acting upon, like the donkey carrying a load of books. That's a alim who has no amal upon his knowledge. Allah protect us. Allahumma inna na'uzu bika min ilmin la yanfa'. Oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from knowledge which is not beneficial. So that is also the meaning of non-beneficial knowledge, is which a person does not act upon. So Allah enable us to. So alhamdulillah, this month is the month is coming to the end. Next month is going to start. Allah give us barakah. And today I'll teach you one salah that I mentioned the other week, which my Shaykh rahmullah alayhi qaddasallahu sirruhu wa jazzahu, even when he, on the first day when he had his program here 2 years ago, that year I was in Zambia, and just before the salah he mentioned this. It's narrated from Imam Muhammad Ahmad, Imam Tirmizi has narrated this too. Rasulullah in his salah used to read, Allahumma gfirli wa tub alay innaka anta tawabur ghafoor. In some narration, Rabbi gfirli wa tub alay innaka anta tawabur ghafoor. Remember, there is narration where the sahabi says, I counted from Rasulullah in a majlis, he said 100 times, Rabbi gfirli wa tub alay innaka anta tawabur rahim. Tawabur rahim. That's in a narration, and we read that in Riyaz al-Salihin. This is in salah. You can say Rabbik Filli or Allahumma Gfirli. Both narrations are there. Allahumma Gfirli wa tub alay innaka anta tawab al-ghafoor 100 times. And it doesn't say when. It doesn't say when to read it. So the easy way of doing it, obviously, is just before you do salam. But to count up to 100 is very hard. Like when, you know, it's very hard with your fingers like this, pressing them down, whatever. So easy way of doing it, one is you can do it in the four sajdas in two rakats. Right? In the first sajda, second sajda, I think 25, 25, 25, 25. That's one. Or another way is you heard of Rasulullah ﷺ's salat being even. His qiyam was even. His ruku was even. His qaida between the sajda, and between the sajda, his sitting, right? The jalasa, right? It was even. His sajda even. So how to make that even? So now you can read it 10 times in ruku. After Subhana Rabbil Azim, 3 times, or 5 times, or 1 time, or 7 times. Then read Allahumma gfirli wa tub alayhi innaka at-tawwabul ghafur. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, Allahumma rabbana wa lakal hamd. And if you know hamdan kathiran tayyiban makrun fi mila as-sama, if whatever you know, and if you just say Allahumma lakal hamd, that's enough. Okay? And then Allahumma gfirli wa tub alayhi innaka at-tawwabul ghafur 10 times. And then when you go into first sajda after Subhana rabbil azim, Allahumma gfirli wa tub alayhi innaka at-tawwabul ghafur 10 times. And in between the two sajdas, Allahumma gfirli, if you read the dua, Allahumma gfirli, Allahumma gfirli warhamni wahdini wajbuni wa'afini warzuqni. If you know that, if you don't know it, you don't need to worry about that. But Allahumma gfirli wa tub alayhi innaka at-tawwabul ghafur 10 times. And then in the second sajda, Allahumma gfirli wa tub alayhi innaka at-tawwabul ghafur rahim. So that was 50 times. In the second rakat, another 50 times, 100. And another thing is, your qiyam, say your qiyam was for about 1 to 2 minutes, not 1 to 2 minutes, about 1 minute, and then your other positions will be about half a minute or so too. Your ruku, your sajda will be longer too. Another thing is that, you know, there was, you know, at the beginning of COVID, they're saying that, you know, one great cure for COVID is long sajda. Long sajda. So read this in tahajjud, 25 in each sajda, in two rakats. So that's 100 too. Or you can read 100. Allahumma gfirli wa tub alay innaka antal ghafur. Salatul Tasbih is a different salat, right? With 300, subhanAllah. But I'm just teaching you some things. And you know what? I noticed this. You know, we who are connected, in one of the things, prescription is that you have to read morning and evening 100 times istighfar. And you follow the sunnah. Rasulullah used to say, I do it more than 70, 100 more. And sinless person. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُمَا تَقَدَّ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Sinless, no sins. The greatest of mankind. Sayyidul Awwalin wal Akhirin. Like I said, when you read Sayyidul Istighfar, that is awesome, saying, وَأَبُو لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ لِي وَأَبُو بِذَنْبِي. Oh Allah, I acknowledge my sins. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying this. Who will have no sins? The way he's talking to Allah, it makes you cry. So look at us, head to toe, we're full of sins. Rasulullah used to do over 100. You know, after a sheikh taught us this, he said that if you do it once in the day, once at night, these two rakats, automatically you'll be doing 100 istighfar. People don't sit with the tasbih today and say, Astaghfirullah al-Azim min kulli dhanbin wa tub, Astaghfirullah al-Azim min kulli dhanbin wa tub, Astaghfirullah al-Azim min kulli dhanbin wa tub, Astaghfirullah al-Azim la ilaha illa anta, Ya Astaghfirullah, 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 Astaghfirullah. They don't even do that 100 times. People don't do istighfar 100 times. Allah forgive me. Many years I have, you know, 100 times istighfar. You're supposed to do thousands if Rasulullah done here. When somebody came to Hassan al-Basri, he complained about awlad, Hassan al-Basri said istighfar. Somebody complained about their fields and crops not growing, istighfar. Somebody complained about another thing, istighfar, istighfar. So he said, everybody istighfar, Hassan al-Basri? He said, yeah. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِهُمْ وَبَنِينَ فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نَهَارًا. Istighfar is a cure for everything too. And another thing, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah will not punish them as long as you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is amongst them. Another way of saving ourselves from punishment, because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're so blessed, this ummah. Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah will not punish them when they are doing istighfar. The ummah is in need of istighfar, istighfar. 25 or 27 times a day, somebody saw in a dream that Qutub al-Aqtab is Mustajab al-Da'wat. So Hazrat Shaykh al-Hizm Muhammad Zakariya rahmullah alayhi. So Shaykh said that we asked Shaykh that why, how, so he said that our Shaykh never made loud dua. Never. Never made loud dua. And people said, I mean, his dua was always quiet. Even so he said that day he made loud dua. And in there he said, Allahumma ghfirli al-mu'mineen wa al-mu'minat 25 times. Allahumma ghfirli. So that was his one. So you should say that for the, wastaghfir li dhanbika wa lil-mu'mineen wa al-mu'minat. لا تنسانا في دعائك يا 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 أخي beloved little brother, remember, do not forget us in your duas. So when you make dua for the ummah, dua for Allah مغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات, for every believing male and female, you get reward. Make 25 times this dua, and this dua that I taught you, you can read in salat, Allah مغفر لي وتوب علي إنك أنت التواب الغفور, like this way in two rakats in these positions that I said, or at the end. Allah and you will instruct upon these narrations. InshaAllah, from next week, Jummah Salat will be at 1:50. 1:50.